Maverick Early Readers. The Little Green Monster by Jill Atkins. Illustrated by Daniel Limon. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Cosmo woke up early on the day of his wizard test. He was too nervous to eat his breakfast, so he polished his wand and had another look at his spellbook. He wanted to make sure he could remember all his spells.
"Don't worry, Cosmo," said his dad. "You have learned a lot about being a wizard."
"Yes," said his mum. "Just try hard and do your best. You will be fine." Cosmo still felt nervous as he set off for the test, but he kept going because he really wanted to be a wizard. Cosmo went into the deep, dark cave. His hands were shaking and his knees were knocking. Ms. Fizz was already there.
"Are you ready?" she boomed.
Cosmo nodded.
"So, let's begin," said Ms. Fizz. "You have 3 tests."
The first test was written on top of a toadstool. Cosmo smiled. It was easy. He fetched some purple powder, some red glitter, and some magic dust. He mixed the potion in the big cauldron. It started bubbling away.
"Well done," said Ms. Fizz. "Now for test number 2.
The second test was stuck to the cupboard. Cosmo smiled when he read it. It sounded fun. He put on his goggles. Then he collected the right ingredients from the cupboard. He made some brilliant spells. They frothed and sparkled.
"Excellent," said Ms. Fizz.
Cosmo felt good.
"I'm doing well," he thought.
"Now for the last test of all," boomed Ms. Fizz. "It's important that you get this one right."
Cosmo's tummy fluttered. He looked at the stone in Ms. Fizz's hand.
"Turn this stone into a mouse," boomed Ms. Fizz.
Cosmo gulped.
"Remember this magic word," boomed Ms. Fizz. "Sally Longshanks."
"Sally Longshanks," said Cosmo. "Sally Longshanks."
"Good," said Ms. Fizz. "Now don't forget it. Take 5 drops of the potion you made in your first test," boomed Ms. Fizz. "Drip them onto the stone. Next, wave your wand and say the magic word."
"Yes, Ms. Fizz," whispered Cosmo.
Ms. Fizz swooshed out of the cave. Cosmo was on his own. Quickly, Cosmo ran to the cauldron and took 5 drops of potion. He carried the potion to the toadstool and dripped it onto the stone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
"Good so far," he muttered. "Now for the magic word."
"Sally..." He stopped.
What was next?
"Sally Long..."
He couldn't remember the ending.
He waved his wand over the stone.
"Sally Long Socks," he said.
Sizzle, hiss, crackle, bang, flash.
Green smoke and sparks came from the stone. That was so clever, Cosmo laughed. The spell worked brilliantly.
When the smoke cleared, Cosmo got a shock.
Cosmo stood still. His mouth was wide open. His hair stood on end. There was something very odd sitting on the toadstool.
"What are you?" asked Cosmo.
"Ha ha!" it laughed. "I'm the little green monster."
"Oh no!"
cried Cosmo, as the little green monster jumped down and scampered across the room.
"Hee hee!"
it giggled.
"Can't catch me!"
"Come back!" called Cosmo,
but he couldn't catch the little green monster. The little green monster knocked over a stool with a crash.
"Stop!"
shouted Cosmo, but the little green monster didn't stop. It ran over to Ms. Fizz's desk and jumped up.
"Whee!"
it screeched. It tipped over a pot of glittery stars.
"Oh no!"
Cosmo shouted again.
"Ms. Fizz will be back soon. She'll be cross and I'll be in trouble. Quick, fetch a brush!"
The little green monster fetched a brush.
"Not a toothbrush," said Cosmo.
The little green monster fetched another brush.
"Not a hairbrush,"
Cosmo sighed. The little green monster fetched a third brush.
"Not a toilet brush,"
Cosmo laughed. "I'll have to fetch the right brush myself." Cosmo fetched the dustpan and brush and began to sweep up the stars. At that moment, Ms. Fizz came back.
"Cosmo," she boomed, "what's going on?"
The little green monster hid under the cauldron. Cosmo felt like crying as he looked at the mess.
"Ms. Fizz won't let me be a wizard now," he thought.
"I'm sorry," he said. "I must have said the wrong magic word. I said Sally Longsocks."
Suddenly, Ms. Fizz roared with laughter.
"Sally Longsocks," she chuckled. "Oh, Cosmo."
Cosmo looked up. Ms. Fizz was smiling.
"It's not the end of the world," she said. "Come here and I'll tell you the correct magic word."
Cosmo hurried towards Ms. Fizz. She bent down and whispered in his ear. He waved his wand.
"Sally Longshanks," he said.
Flash, bang, cackle, hiss, sizzle. The little green monster disappeared in a puff of yellow smoke. There sat a little mouse. The mouse squeaked at Cosmo. Then it flicked its tail and scampered away.
"Thank you,"
Cosmo said as he swept up the rest of the stars.
"Everyone makes mistakes from time to time," said Ms. Fizz, "but you did well second time round. I can tell that you'll be an excellent wizard."
"You have passed your wizard test," said Ms. Fizz, "so I am going to let you become a wizard."
Cosmo jumped for joy.
"Thank you," he said. "I will always try hard and do my best."
The end.
Thank you.